intercepted and attacked by the Israeli military.
This was the last footage we received of Press TV correspondent Hassan Ghani reporting from the Freedom Wave, two boats led by groups from Canada and Ireland attempting to break the siege on Gaza and get aid to the impoverished strip. Several hours later, Hassan tells us the boat is being surrounded.
We are 45 miles from the coast of Gaza and three warships have appeared. They've jammed our radar, jammed our communication. Very difficult to make any calls on satellite phone. Internet is down. There's also a military helicopter hovering above.
As we wrap up the conversation just 5 minutes later, the situation intensifies.
It's like half the Israeli Navy has turned up. So we've got three warships on either side. There are another four or five military vessels straight ahead of us as well. It's getting quite scary.
That's the last we heard from Hassan. Israel raided the flotilla and arrested those on board. They are now in Israeli jails. We spoke to Hassan's father, Haq, for the latest he's heard from his son.
The Foreign Office who called me to let me know that one of their representatives in Israel had spoken to Hassan, and Hassan was in good condition. And also they were hoping that he would be released in 72 hours. They told me that Hassan, on principle, had refused to sign the Hebrew statement, which I think basically clears them of any responsibility of any sort. I am really extremely worried because, yes, for Hassan, this is not the first time he's in Israel. This is the second time.
Hassan was also aboard the Mavi Marmara that was attacked by the Israeli military, leaving 9 people dead. He was arrested and warned never to return.
This is one method of the Israeli siege imposed on the Gaza Strip. Israelis are blockading entirely the Gaza Strip. The crossings are partially operating. It's one case of an entire cause of sieges imposed on the people of Gaza.
Israel had called the Freedom Wave a provocation and a threat to its national security. We contacted the Foreign Office, who told us a consular officer will be seeing Hassan again on Sunday morning. They said that all detainees were moved quickly through the port and immigration to a detention centre, and that Hassan had called his arrest extremely objectionable in principle. They say it's very likely that Hassan will be deported from Israel soon, but for now he remains a journalist in an Israeli prison for no other reason than doing his job. And the status of those on board with him is still unclear. Nagas Mobalaghi, Press TV, London.